Ladies and gentlemen, the Fred Waring Show. Welcome to the Fred Waring Show, ladies and gentlemen. The Fred Waring's Pennsylvania, broadcasting from Radio City in New York. A happy Monday to you, and here to greet you, instead of Fred Waring, who's playing golf along about now, is Don Craig. Let's say hello to Don.
And hello to you, ladies and gentlemen, and hello to you, Bill Bivens.
Hello, Don.
Have a nice weekend.
Fine. And how about yourself?
Very lovely. Thank you. A little swimming and cooling off and so forth.
I guess old pro's out about the third hole about now, don't you?
Well, we'll hope so anyway, and we hope he has some good weather for his golf today.
Well, he's a great golfer, no doubt.
That's right. Are you sure you mean that, Bill? All right. Well, anyway, that was Bill Bivens. It says here that was this is Fred Waring and all the Pennsylvanians. Of course, you know by now that Fred is having a day off, and this is Don Craig, ghost hosting for Fred Waring. Well, it's Monday morning. The orchestra seems to think it would be fun to put everybody back to sleep again. And the assistant they've called in for that job is the Japanese Sandman. Fred Cully conducts. Convinced that the Japanese Sandman can bring sweet repose. But it says here the Glee Club is not impressed. Glee Club is wondering what has become of the night.
An hour of gold.
Joanne Wheatley in the solo part of What Will Become of the Night. Now, Daisy and her dandelions up next with an insistent little ditty a la Calypso. I do, do, like you.
I don't like him. She, I don't like you. Do I like anyone? I don't, but I do, like you. I don't like Neil. Phoenix, I don't like you. I don't like anything that's good for me, but I do, like you.
Am I mad? No, just my attitude has always been a bit unconventional. Do I care? No, if you think I am strange, it is intentional.
I'm don't like him, and she, I'm don't like too. I think that I don't even like myself, maybe silly, but it's true. Babe, you're the one exception, cause I do, like you.
You know these people that come back from vacation and have to tell you who have been sweltering in the city all about it? Well, I'm not saying that Mac Perrin's one of them, but his song is called I Had a Wonderful Time in Columbus. Mac?
I had a wonderful time in Columbus, the most wonderful time in the world. I hit the town expecting to be more peaceful, but I had the biggest jamboree in years and years. I had a wonderful gal in Columbus, the most wonderful gal in the world. I said the place was fairer than the children's block, but that gal certainly could take it rock. I had a wonderful time in Columbus. Five will get you ten. Said I'll be heading down the road for old Columbus, so I can have a belt of time again. Now I went to town one morning, never caring about a thing, when without a bit of warning, my jalopy broke a string. Well, I climbed out on the pavement, sad and so forlorn. When down the street, I heard somebody tooting a horn. Then a car pulled up beside me, and the driver I could see had hair of gold and eyes of blue, and boy, she's heavenly. Then I heard a sweet voice saying, is there something I can do? Verily, what befell me? Well, I'm going to tell you. I had a wonderful time in Columbus. Five against you ten. That I'll be heading down the road for old Columbus, Ohio, so I can have myself the time again.
Well, nobody would listen to Jane Wilson tell about her weekend, so she solved it this way, and I quote, I've told every little star. Jane Wilson.
Oh,
very lovely, Gene Wilson. In fact, it was lovely enough to deserve an encore. So we're going to ask you, Jane, to sing Tom Waring's very lovely setting of the Robert Burns poem, John Anderson, My Joe. Jane Wilson with the orchestra and glee club. Thank you very much, Jane Wilson. And now, Daisy and her dandelions are back again. This time, it's with the turntable song.
Thank you.
Round and round and round. Well, quite a few years ago, a composer named Edvard Grieg wrote some music based on the Ibsen drama Peer Gynt. Now, one of those selections in that suite is called Anitra's Dance. Now, Mr. Grieg just might not approve of this way we're doing it, but this is really the best we can do with Anitra's Dance, correct? Right? Finished softly anyway, although I doubt you heard it to the applause. Anyway, it may be a long way from where Anitra did her dance to our own Western Plains, but Cowboy Gordon Berger is the one that can take us there. Gordon, put on that 10-gallon hat of yours and give us a little bit of Ride, Cowboy, Ride.
Ride, cowboy, ride, the sun is high and the prairie wide. Ride, cowboy, ride, the eagle cries, your ponies cry. So ride, cowboy, ride, cowboy, ride, cowboy, ride. Cowboy, ride, cowboy, ride, the wind is strong and the fresh draw high. So ride, cowboy, ride, for night will come like a silver tide and love will soon be at your side. So ride, cowboy, ride. The heartache ride, ride, cowboy, ride. For the kids will feel your prayer and ride, ride, so ride, ride, cowboy, ride. Cowboy, ride.
Well, speaking of cowboy songs, one of the foremost arrangers of cowboy folk songs and the composer of the song that we are about to sing is with us in the studio today, Mr. Oscar Fox. Mr. Fox, it's very nice to have you as our guest today. Stuart Churchill and the Glee Club sing Oscar Fox's best-known and wonderfully haunting song, The Hills of Home.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Company.